And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Chelsea Curve. Kind of wanna. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Chelsea Curve, a track called Kinda Wanna. They are, as you just heard, Boston, mod, pop, rock and roll, all in one go. It's a new single from Rum Bar Records. So, Peg Tollo to Malibu Lou. And also, the lead singer of the Chelsea Curve, whose name escapes me right now, I interviewed outside of a venue in Boston when I was out there a couple of years ago, and she's a fantastic woman, and she looks about half the age of what she is. I won't be so impolite as to say roughly how old she is, but if we just say she looks about 15,
right,
she's doing fantastic. And I believe they're doing a couple of gigs in England in August, but I don't have the information to hand. Sorry about that. If I remember, I might mention it next week, but I've been invited to them, but I'm not sure whether I can go, because I'm sure at least one of them was in that there London. But I can't keep turning down these American bands, Tony.
True.
That say, we're playing in London, will you come along? Because I turned down Muck and the Myers, didn't I? What a naughty boy. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Chelsea Curve's Bandcamp page?
The Chelsea Curve at bandcamp.com.
It is thechelseacurve.bandcamp.com. thechelseacurve, thechelseacurve.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, poorly beaten the internet nil. And if I didn't say already, that is a great song. I really, really like it. The Chelsea Curve are sometimes being Boston mod, pop, rock and roll. Sometimes it can be a little bit medium pace for this show. Not to say it's not great, but for this show. But that one, oh, that's a rocker. That's why it's opening the show. And it does help to bookend, as we will discuss at the end of the show with the last track. Anyway, Tony Wong, probably the internet, Neil. I've got some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, I was watching a documentary last night about Princess Diana. It made me think of Pink Floyd, as their last hit was also The Wall. Jeff, P.S. I found that this has really made me laugh, by the way. P.S. I found that you can just make up words, and if you say them in a Scottish accent, people will think they're real. And he provides an example, Tony. Mm-hmm. Check this out. Look at the wee janglers on that tally, Bubbat. It does work perfectly, doesn't it? Look at the wee janglers on that tally, Bubbat.
Like it.
Jeff, let's hear his thing again.
The boys called Jeff.
So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Two songs in a row now. Very excited to say it's two bands that we have played in the last few weeks. One we're being very cheeky about in that we only played them last week, and the other one that we only played a few weeks ago. Stay tuned for LHS, aka Lord Herbert Sorongstad, also the lead singer, the former lead singer of Rocchi and the Sarnos. But before that, Tony, demented our go. I've been threatening this for a while. Last week, I received through the post, I think I told you about one of them, two CDs, one of which I had ordered myself and one which was sent to me. I'll talk about the one that was sent to me in a bit, but Psychotic Mutilation is the new album from Demented Argo. They brought out a single from it called Black Valium that we played a little while ago. And I did mention then that the big side to Black Valium was a cover version of a song called Spoonful. Now, Spoonful, which I may have mentioned, is a very, very old blues song. I think it might be Howlin' Wolf, you know, but very, very old blues song. Various people have done covers of it in the past. I never thought Demented Argo would do a cover of it until I heard them in Spain round about this time last year do it on stage. Wow, they're doing Spoonful. Brought it out as a B-side, and then it's on the album as well. And that was three reasons for me to play it, Tony, right there. So we've got to.
Fair enough.
It's coming. What I want to know is, what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.de.
Oh, well remembered. DementedArgo.de. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet Nil. Stay tuned for LHS, but first, this is Spoonful.
Could be a spoonful of tea. There's a little fruity old friend in love. Foxy Moron.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was LHS. I'm just going to call him LHS. It's my mate Irby, but that was LHS and The Man Who Stamps on Kittens, something I think I threatened to play last week, and we probably shouldn't have played Lord Herbert's songs for 2 weeks in a row, but you know what? It's our show. Fuck everyone else. Hmm. That is a great track. I really, really like it. I thought it went well because it isn't pure psychobilly. And the Dementia Old Go, and they are a psychobilly band, obviously, but their track was more bluesy than psychobilly. So what I thought we got there was the two ends of psychobilly music, but neither of which are entirely psych. It's like I think these things through.
Hmm.
Lord Herbert Swongster has got his own website, Tony, which is?
TheSarongster.com? I can't remember.
LHS3.co.uk. It's numeric three because he was formerly known as Lord Herbert Swongster the Third. He appears to drop the third for this album. It's Lord Herbert Swongster Presents Think Pink. And as I said before, the album, he has used collaborators, Tony. And I don't mean French women with shaved heads.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the psychobilly rockabilly legends, which are both Boz Bora and Batmobile, among other people. It's a great album. Get hold of it if you can. It's called Think Pink, THYNKPYNK. Right then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle, indeed. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. Now, it's next week is our 20th birthday, so...
Is it really?
Yes. If you ever plan on getting a comment into Punky Radio, do it now. Get it in for our 20th birthday special.
Yes, sound advice, Tone.
Don't say I didn't tell you to do it. Yeah. Got three comments this week.
Brilliant.
First up, this could be your music label. Got in touch.
Love them.
And they say, thanks for playing the Velvet Sunset Stuck single. You're absolutely right about a young band and Facebook. It's weird, we know. Truth is, we run that for them. Ha ha. If it was up to most bands, they'd ditch social media altogether. Honestly, they're pretty much over it. More time for making noise, less time for scrolling. Well, there you go. Thank you very much.
Far more information than I was expecting from TCBYML there. Absolutely brilliant label. Great artists on them. They got a website for them. I think if you just type in TCBYML, that's it, this could be your music label, then you will find them. And they've got a load of great artists on their roster.
And clearly they listen to the show, so thank you very much. Chris Ridgway got in touch.
I said that they were an excellent label. I didn't say they had a brain.
That is true.
Who, sorry?
Chris Ridgway got in touch.
Chris Ridgway, Chris Ridgway. Oh, who are you? Eon
on the way. Ridgway.
I love that.
He says, great show.
I love him as well. He's a great bloke, isn't he?
He says, I enjoyed every song. Thank you very much, Chris. And thank you very much, Chris.
It is our pleasure, Chris.
And Timo got in touch.
Hey, hello, Timo. Let's be honest, we do like him as well.
We do. And he says, currently on the 24th of June show, where Paul mentioned Tom Jones is the best thing to come out of Wales musically. Finally managed to see the man live today. What an experience. 85 years old, still got a great voice. Entertained for 100 minutes, most of the old songs rearranged with different styles. Incredible band, it was epic. You did say, well, he's got a better memory than I have. He remembered all those lyrics, and I don't even remember saying it. No, I don't remember us talking about Tom Jones at all.
I don't either. I wonder whether he meant the June the 24th show 2015 or something.
Could be.
But I was wrong. Musically, he's the second best thing to come out of Wales. We've already heard the best. That is Demented Argo, obviously.
Ah, fair enough. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Well, I might get tired of it, you never know.
Yeah.
We have another musical style coming now. What I'm talking here is, Tony, what I would describe as groove metal, but the band themselves, Animal Rage, called Mexican Fused Metal, because they're from Mexico, and they fuse metal with other genres. You're about to hear this set. This is another. They've got a great new album out that I didn't think I would like all the way through. Put it that way. But because I don't listen to that much Mexican Fused Metal, as it goes. In fact, they are the first and only proponents of it. But I do like, you know, you said before, I do like old Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I thought it was going to be like that, but it wasn't. And I do like Rage Against the Machine, and it's a bit more like that. But anyway, this is the lead track of the new album, Last Standing Man, which I believe they're bringing out as a single as well. What is Animal Rage's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Animal Rage Band.
Facebook.com/Official Animal Rage. Paulie Bean is at 2, Tony 2, and this is Last Standing Man.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Animal Rage, Last Standing Man, some Mexican-infused metal for your new album out right now. Check them out, facebook.com/official Animal Rage. Tony, I've just got something to ask you before we talk about last week. I listened to last week's show.
Right.
And there was one bit when I said quite a lot about a band that we hadn't just played and we weren't about to play. And I don't know how it happened.
Oh.
So I don't know whether we only played 8 songs last week or whether it was put somewhere else where it was supposed to be and I just did something in the wrong bit. But if you did get confused last week when I said this thing's really weird, isn't it, it sounds like nothing else ever, and you just heard a fairly straightforward if brilliant skate punk song, it's because I'd got incredibly confused and just said something about the wrong bit and neither of us noticed.
No, I just put in.
And we had no feedback about it, so no one noticed. But I did. Oh, I messed that up.
I put the song in, yeah. As long as it's the right title, I put it in.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
All right.
But anyway, did you do anything else last week?
So house-wise, that's proceeding. So we've got. Because the mortgage became an issue, and then. So he fucked up. Obviously, things right. Fuck up. Seth, my other half, got a phone call on the day that they were supposed to view the house to value it.
Right.
And she got a call from an estate agent of another house we viewed, asking right. Why the hell we're getting someone to come and look at a house we're not buying. Long story short, our mortgage guy fucked up and put the wrong property on all of the stuff. Right. So we had to restart the mortgage. But...
That might help, I thought. I don't know.
It didn't hinder certainly. And when they looked at this property, they didn't bother looking at it. It's like it's clearly fine. It's worth the money. So
they've
okayed it. So I think mortgage wise, it's fine. So we're just proceeding. So the magical quest to Lincolnshire is proceeding well.
It gets closer.
It certainly does. I mean, who knows if it ever happened, but it's
things are proceeding as you had foreseen.
it certainly seems by...
That was what's his name from Star Wars?
Emperor, wasn't it?
The Emperor, yeah. Things are proceeding as I had foreseen. That's nearly as good as my... Fuck me, this is going back. My Oliver Postgate.
Oh, God, yeah.
It turns out it's not a long way from the Emperor. Things are proceeding as I had foreseen. As the Oliver Postgate, bagpuss, big fat furry catpuss, baggy and a bit loose at the seams, but Emily loved him. So it turns out Oliver Postgate could in fact almost have been responsible a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away for fucking it all up.
Would explain a few things, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
Yeah, that's it really. So yeah, by Christmas I reckon I'll be a farmer. So
right.
There you go. And then
quite excited about that.
And apart from that, obviously watching the Euros. We've certainly watched more. Than, I think we watched all of the quarters.
Let's talk about the Euros.
Yeah.
Because the quarters, to be fair, in the men's competition would have been the round of 16.
Second round, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second round. So really. After the group stage, you then sort of weed out the lane, if you like, that got through, and then you're left with the 8 best teams. But we went straight for the 8 best teams, which meant the quarterfinals were going to be entertaining, and oh my goodness, they were! Especially the England one and the Germany one, but we are not in any way original when we say that the level of penalties in this competition have not been great.
No. Jesus, no.
We were bad and we only went through because Sweden were worse. But well done to us for getting there, because after a bad start going 2-0 down, we did deserve to get to extra time.
I'd written us off at first half. Yeah. I mean, I think most people had, but we clawed it back. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, I also think Sweden, they're taking off some of their best players, getting defensively, I think.
Madness.
Madness. Just couldn't count us out.
And also... Every single one of our girls that stepped up to take a pen wanted to, and they were already down to the goalkeeper and a 19-year-old by the time they lost.
I had to laugh when the goalkeeper missed.
It's just a glorious moment. She saved three penalties and then she took up and I thought she missed. That's brilliant.
Especially as our goalkeeper wanted to take one because in her former life she was a centre forward.
Yes.
So maybe she'll be up for it. If it comes to sudden death, we get another one, it comes to sudden death and it keeps going. I reckon she might take one and I think she'll bury it.
Probably.
But then we add the France v Germany game. And I imagine you felt the same way after 15 minutes. The Germans, fuck this.
It's like, well, so we watched the last one when, I can't remember who they played, was it Sweden? When they got a red card for handballing. So I thought that's how.
But they got thumped, didn't they, as well?
And they got thumped, yeah. And then this happened again with the hair pulling. Oh, here we go again. What did you do that for?
Well, look, though, we have to talk about hair. We have to talk about hair. You know it's a sore point for me.
Yeah.
But, look, just look at how many women in the modern game have their hair in a ponytail.
There's a lot of ponytails in that.
There's a lot of opportunity for some hair pulling.
There is.
For people that don't necessarily follow the sport of women's football, when they found out someone was sent off for pulling hair, they might think it was a little bit girly, but actually it's brilliant. I love it when you pull hair. You know, there's an incident in the men's game of this actually happening as well. Do you?
Don't think so. No.
Paul Scholes, I believe, against Jamaica, when he was up against someone at a corner who had dreadlocks, and he used the geezer's dread so he could climb above him by jumping, scored a goal, and just the ref did nothing. I don't know whether the ref didn't see it or whether he thought, I can't pull this back for hair pulling, it's just too childish. Yeah. So anyway, there is an example in the men's game of this happening as well, I should just say. Although Paul Scholes didn't even get a yellow for it.
No.
But yeah, sent off for pulling hair, brilliant. I have a solution. Cut your fucking hair, girls.
It was ridiculously long.
Yeah, you are not professional footballers for very long. Think what the swimmers do. They make themselves as aerodynamic as possible. If you're legging it around a pitch with all the excess baggage on your noggin, you deserve everything that comes to you.
But yeah,
opinion on that quite clearly.
I think it was a stupid thing to do because it was like it wasn't even stop her doing anything. She wasn't going to score. I just think it's a in this day and age with VAR.
That was brilliant.
It was brilliant. It was a great game. It was funny. And it was good to see the fans lose. It's simple as that, really.
I did. I did have a text exchange with you.
Yeah,
actually, had a text exchange with my mate Buff during the England game when it came to the shootout, because every once in a while one of us will send the other one a single word in a text that just says pressure, and the other one knows you're both watching the same thing. I sent the word pressure, he sent back a single line that said, I'm out at the moment, I'm not watching it, can you keep me updated? What followed was I kept him updated all the way through the penalty shootout. So I said England 1, right, and then he went Sweden 0, saved by Hampton. Then it went England 1, thing missed. Then it went Sweden 0, whichever way it was. I went through the whole thing. About two-thirds of the way through, I got this text from him saying, this is better than CFAX. So he liked it. Right, book cool. News. This will be a long bit. My book was published last Friday. It is out. What I've discovered is, all you have to do to find it online is to Google The Ginks, T-H-E-G-I-N-K-S. You will find it. The Ginks. Someone said fucking Google whack, right?
Excellent.
The Ginks will get you there. And there's a choice to go to Amazon or the publishers, Austin McCauley, and reserve your copy there. Also, the ebook is £3.50, which, as we all know, Tony, is tree fitter.
Tree fitter.
Tree Fit, do you know the Tree Fitty reference?
South Park episode, isn't it?
South Park, Chef's dad says, goddamn Loch Ness Monster! And the goddamn Loch Ness Monster comes out of his house and he wants to borrow $3.50. He wants goddamn Tree Fitty! So I was really pleased. And then his wife goes, oh, lad, it's Tree Fitty! And then they meet the Loch Ness Monster and he says, hey, you got Tree Fitty? I ain't got no goddamn Tree Fitty! Right. So when the ebook was £3.50, it just really, really made me laugh. If you can spare £3.50, will you please buy an ebook? It will help me tremendously. I know that maybe you can't afford whatever postage there is and whatever for the physical book, which I think is £8 plus cool. some postage, but I think via Amazon Prime you get it for nothing. But you will help me so much. If you've been listening to this show for a long time and you feel like doing me a favour, this is the time to do it. Buy my fucking kids' book.
There you go.
Also, I've got a new lodger.
Have you?
She's 25. She's mental. She moves on August 17th. And we already have a deal where she's been in England 4 years, but her English isn't great. I'm going to help her with her English and she's going to help me with my Spanish.
Ooh, excellent.
So I imagine she'll get better at English and I won't talk.
Right.
Shall we play a song?
Let's do that.
Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, Tony. This is from the vaults. Although I don't think we've ever played this track. This album, I think, came out in 2020, the album that this is taken from. London Voodoo Blues, to keep it simple, but they're so much more. They've actually are one of the only bands, in fact, they are the only band to curate our show, aren't they? We played Joe Carter all the way through, but they provided some of the links. They were absolutely brilliant. They're great to watch. They gig a lot. They're always planning some European tour or other. They're a terrific live act. I've had the pleasure of not only seeing them live, but meeting them as well. They're brilliant people. What is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls Bandcamp page?
Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls .bandcamp.com.
It is. It's the whole lot. Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls. JOCARLEY and the Old Dry Skulls .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3, pull it into 2. This is the Bone Readers.
Tales of life made less appalling. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around the door. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around the door. Bones are cursed and deadly. Such evil damn bones, dark and dirty. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around the door. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around the door. They play on hard times, they all pretend. Cause a thing that saved us won't come again. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around the door. Never get sick, never be poor. Put a ring of salt around.
To the Roots Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Carly, Old Dry Skulls, track called The Bone Readers. Find out more, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls .bandcamp.com. Great track by great band. Now, you know how we've been threatened thunder and lightning all weekend? It just hasn't happened.
Mm.
It's just started here.
Yeah, it's chippy down here.
I just got some thunder, got some lightning.
Mm. Well, at least the dog's not barking.
He's probably terrified,
probably
hiding under the stairs.
Yeah.
So, anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la.
Yay! Thank you. Have you got a gig? Don't forget, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Let me know your gigs if you have one. If not, you don't do them. If you haven't got one, don't email me. Simple. This Saturday at the Half Moon in Putney, there's a gig. There's not many gigs this weekend I could fit in and find, so I had to find one in London in the end.
It's been Splendor this weekend, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Lovely weather for them.
Lovely.
It's always shit weather for Splendor, isn't it? I'm done.
I think it is, yeah. It's a Sunday matinee gig at the Half Moon. So what's that mean? 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. So
brilliant.
Healthy Junkies, East Town Pirates and Red Anger.
Oh, that'd be great. We played Healthy Junkies on the show.
We must have done, yeah.
Fantastic band.
We're constantly gigging.
They were introduced to us via the Dorellas.
Ah, okay.
There are things I can't remember and things I can remember. Things I can't remember, things like, where are my keys? Hmm. Things I can remember, useless shit from years ago that doesn't matter.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you are around, do check it out. £10 advance or £15 on the door. Check it out if you can. Saturday, 27th, 1 p.m. at the Half Moon in Putney. £3.
It's perfect. Perfect. You can go out and do stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
If you're in the central southwest area, Putney just over the bridge, isn't it?
Yes, it'll be 15, yeah.
It's out down there. I think the beer will be expensive.
I should imagine so.
Not only London, but Putney's not cheap, is it?
Bloody London, isn't it? So, but yeah.
Really, really nice, Putney. I like it a lot.
Do you have much experience of it? I don't know if I've ever been there. I mean, I've very little experience of London in general.
Oh, well, you know, when I was doing stand-up comedy, there were gigs there, and I'd also drive through it quite a lot to get to Wimbledon and that. So.
But that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Right, Youth Killed It.
Huh?
That's the name of the next band, Tony. Okay. They are Norwich Indie Punks with a new single out. And I'll tell you what, I had a listen. Oh, I don't half like it, Tony.
Ooh, okay.
Not really going into a lot of details about it, just going to make you hear it. What is Youth Killed It's website?
Youthkilledit.co.uk.
Youthkilledit.com. Paulie B Internet 3. No, 4. Tony 2. No, 3. 3.
We've
got
it. Yeah.
3. So sorry, Tony, it's 3 off.
It's all right.
Have to do some VAR for that one. Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 3. This is Johnny Bravado.
You're electric, you're so connected, you're so eccentric, it's running through your bones. You don't get angry, you're always happy. So much composure, yeah, it's running through your bones. You're a movie star, a top actor. You play the game like you could never lose. It's so frustrating, you're amazing. You win again. And I just wanna be let go. And I just wanna do the things where you walk in, you make it look easy. I just wanna be let go.
enjoy listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for being such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was You've Killed It, a track called Johnny Bravado, which is also a play on Johnny Bravo, who was the, what, 1980s, 90s cartoon character. It was obviously based on me. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got my accountants to see on Tuesday. That'll be
That's
fun.
Exciting.
Wednesday, I've got alcohol practice, first one of the year, I think.
See, when most people say they've got alcohol practice, it means that they're going down the pub. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I've got alcohol practice. Alcohol practice. I'm obviously going to the pub. But yeah, so you've got alcohol practice.
I'll go back to Wednesday, because this year is our 30th anniversary, and we've done nothing about it so far.
Wow.
So, second half of the year, maybe. But yeah, so we're starting that on Wednesday.
You've got to do something.
Yeah, awesome. And then Thursday, Friday, I've got a work thing. I'm going to a casino in Coventry.
See, again, from now on, when I go to a casino, I'm going to say I've got a work thing.
Yeah.
I've got alcohol practice in the work thing. It means I'm going down the pub and going to the casino. Brilliant.
So it's all over the place this week. So it's going to be a bit non-stop. Then I'll probably be ready. I'll be ready for the next Punky before I know it, I'm sure. So yeah, that's about it. I'm watching the Euros, obviously, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. That's it. What are you up to?
Well, for last week, I put down three words followed by exclamation marks. Euros, book, lodger. And this week I've got Euros, book, lodger, mum.
Ooh.
So as well as watching the semi-finals, and the final being next Sunday,
Hopefully
we will be in it. I think we can beat the Italians. I think we can.
I think so.
We can make it to the final. It's just what happens then. And it seems incredible to say, but I hope we get Germany.
Yeah, England, Spain.
I hope Germany can find a way to beat the Spanish. They will probably need 11 women on the pitch to do that.
Yeah, true.
I will be continuing my quest for my second lodger to fill up my top floor. And this weekend, I'm going down to see my mum, which means on Friday night, I'm going down to see Steve at the Jigs Arms.
Hello, Jigs Arms.
Where there are people waiting to receive a copy of my book.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, please do. I know I'm on about this. I'll be on about this next week again, but I promise after next week, I won't mention it on the show. Right.
Cool.
I really, really, if you've been, even if you've only been listening for a while, I've written this kid's book. It's about 100 pages long. It's aimed at, well, primarily sort of girls between 8 and 10, I suppose, although the official thing says 9 to 11, so I wonder whether they looked at it and thought it was a bit grown up for the 8-year-old. There are scenes of mild peril. It is funny. It's a bit of an adventure. And actually AI, on the basis of half of the poem that the book is based on, has come up with a brilliant description of the book that sums it up perfectly. Quite weird. After us slagging off AI, they've got this absolutely sus. So yes, if you can do it, Vertgings, Theginks, you should be able to find it. And if you can't, get in touch with us and I'll send you the link. How about that?
Cool. Excellent.
Two songs in a row. Now, these have both come from the same new split LP. Out, I believe, via Stubbly Records. Not absolutely sure about that, but at least Gino and the Goons, who we're about to play, have released stuff with Stubbly before, but this didn't come through via Stubbly. It came through this bloke Chad, who's a brilliant, fantastic fella, who does promotion for a lot of garage punk bands. So, Gino and the Goons, oh, and also, I should say, they've asked that we only play one track, and they've given everyone the one track to play, and I didn't actually agree with that, so I'm playing two anyway. Fuck them.
Okay. Right?
Because there's five songs by one band on one side and five songs by one band on the other, and we're playing one of each, and I think that's fair enough. And if they want to do anything about it, they can sue us in a fortnight. Right, but up first, Gino and the Goons, South Carolina. All the way from South Carolina, Tony, which means not far from NK.
Okay.
So, NK, if you're listening, maybe you'd like to go and see Gino and the Goons sometime if you like this one. What I'd like to know is, what is Gino and the Goons Bandcamp page?
GinoandtheGoons.bandcamp.com.
It's Gino and the Goons.bandcamp.com. You're absolutely right. Tony Free put it, isn't it? For GINOANDTHEGOONS. Gino and the Goons.bandcamp.com. Stay tuned for Chinese Junk. This is Mess You Up.
Joe.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the back this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chinese Junk, a track called Shut Up About the USA. They are Orpington Kings of Pound Shop Rock, Tony.
Ooh.
What is Chinese Junk's Bandcamp page?
ChineseJunk.bandcamp.com.
ChineseJunkBand.bandcamp.com. ChineseJunkBand.bandcamp.com. Making it Paulie B and the Internet 5-3. Oh, yeah, because you... Yeah, hold on, I thought you just got Gino and the Goons right.
Yeah, but I think that made it 4-3.
Oh, that wrong. Oh, you've got this one right. Oh, so you're winning 5-3. Fuck!
No, I got this wrong, didn't I? It wasn't Chinese Junk
Band. Oh, you got
band.
This one wrong.
Yeah, it's 5-3 to you, pretty sure.
It's 4-4, isn't it?
Oh,
it does matter, really.
We'll call it 4-4.
No, let's call it 4-all, because I can't give a shit.
Okay. That's how we win.
Yeah. I think that's how England have won lots of wars.
Yeah.
The other kind of say that, oh, fuck it, and just walking off.
Yeah.
Yes, anyway, probably 4-4. Chinese Junk, both of the tracks you've just heard on the same album, which I think is called Talking Trash, with Gino and the Goons and Chinese Junk. You can find out more about it, but if you Google either of them, you'll find out about this new album. That was great. Right then, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Knickers?
Yeah, been quiet. So if you do have a twat, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com, out the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or trousers with thanks, every time I responded to. It's 20th birthday next week. Say if you've got someone to nominate, maybe it's a good time to get it in.
But look, we should say, we have got one lined up for next week, but we'd like another.
Yes.
So if you can get one, that would be fantastic.
That's it.
We haven't got Lyle Sadlin this
week. No, really.
But we've done some long sections. I think we've earned our crust for this week, Tony. Should we just get one last prayer?
Cool.
Right. Fine. Wench. Ooh. They are a three-piece whole Riot Girl punk band with female rage, Tony. We started off girl fronted. We're finishing up total lay there for this band. Absolutely great. I don't think we played them before. We might have played one track, I think, but I'm not sure. But anyway, they got a new single out now. It's the last track this week. As I did threaten, we are bookending with women. Ooh. We got a girl in the middle as well, Joe Carly. Perfect symmetry, Tony.
Excellent.
Perfect symmetry. What I want to know is, what is Wench's Bandcamp page? It's for all.
Wenchband@bandcamp.com.
Wench.bandcamp.com. W-E-N-C-H 3. Wench.bandcamp.com. Make it Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 4, and this is the quite brilliant Betaine.
Sharper than the blood, because they're gonna be. Hate the play.
That's about the size of it for this week's show. That was Wench and the track called Be Tame. The reason I'm saying Wench is because they spell their name W-E-N-C-H and then exclamation mark. Wench! Track called Be Tame. Absolutely brilliant. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. The latest shows are on the front page. Do check it out. All the shows are on there. You can go nearly 20 years. So if you want to listen to an old show, do check it out. You can also find us online at various stations like peduntradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section. Assuming they don't remove us. Also,
they don't care.
Don't forget Amazon Music and their podcasting. It's probably there as well. There's Alexa device. If you dig it up from the woods that we buried him in last week, with said teeth kicked in, it might still work. I don't know. These things, you know, do they work?
It's all, I just think it'll smell a bit.
There's not much moving parts with these things these days. They're very solid state, so you know, it might be all right.
Lightly.
Burn it with fire.
Burn it with fire, unless you've got anything else you can think of burning it with. Lime burns, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Makes it that fucking brilliant song by Subsonics, Lime Lime. Man, should have got that on next week. Oh, but I'll see. Look, if you can get down to Putney this weekend, do. It will be brilliant. We won't see you. We're doing other things. Heg Tolo to the Duke's Arms. I'll see you on Friday. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Budger gun! Budger gun, yeah!